Good day and welcome to all Sokala Duma readers and listeners. The following is a reading of Biba Nazo's interview with Chipper United forward Meshack Mapangule in issue number 1168 of the Sokala Duma newspaper. Physical copies of the paper will not be printed this week or next week, but we do have a digital version of the paper available on Maxter.com. If you head over to sokaladuma.co.za, at the top of the page you'll find a tab that says Buy SL Online. If you click that link, you'll find a step-by-step guide on how to sign up and read the digital copy. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's get into this interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Biba opens by saying, Meshack, you have been a good representative for Chipper United since arriving at the club, playing 19 games in all competitions so far this season. It must be a good feeling to be playing regular football again. Meshack responds, yeah man, I'm very happy because as a player, you always want to be playing and not just be sitting on the bench or in the stands. At Orlando Pirates, I didn't get the chance. I am thankful to everyone at Chipper United for making this possible. Biba then asks, yes, you only played 4 games in all competitions for the Bucks last season. Meshack responds, that is why I was happy to get a loan, so that I could get some minutes on the field. Fortunately, it happened and I'm happy. Biba then asks, why did it prove so difficult for you to get game time at Pirates? Meshack responds, ish, I really don't know. Maybe the coaches know better, but I do not know. I never really asked them why I was not playing. No one bothered to tell me. I was expecting the coach, maybe, to tell me to improve on A, B, or C so that I could work on that, but it never happened. I did not even have a single 90 minutes at Pirates the whole season, and like I said, no one bothered to tell me what I was lacking on so that I could work on that. Biba then says, it must have been tough. Meshack responds, it was too difficult for me. Remember, I was coming from Black Leopards, where I was a regular and doing well. I was trying to adjust, and it was really difficult because now, all of a sudden, I was put on transfer. I had to go through all that, but it has definitely made me stronger mentally. It was frustrating at the time, but I told myself that it's football and these things happen. Pirates is a big team, and each and every new player has to adjust fast. Maybe it was because of that, but I am not sure. If I was sure, I would be telling you that I didn't get game time because of A, B, and C. Biba then asks, who did you talk to at the club during that difficult period? Meshack responds, well, the players are like brothers there, and we talk about things and encourage each other, especially senior players like Happy Jelle. I also spoke to Coach Rulani a lot, and he assured me that things would work out in the end. Biba then asks, you had a chance to go back to Black Leopards, but reportedly turned it down, to which Meshack says, no, there is no such thing. I read those reports, and to be honest with you, I do not know where they came from, because I would have loved to go back to Leopards, as I have a good relationship with the club. At the same time, I wanted a new challenge, to get a new team where I would get competition. Sometimes it is good for us as players to move away from our comfort zone. Those reports suggested that there was a problem between me and Leopards where there is none. I stayed 5 years at Leopards and I grew up there and never had problems with them. Biba then asks, so Chipper was the only team interested in getting you for a loan? Meshack responds, not really. There were 3 teams that were interested. Stellenbosch FC, Chipper and Leopards. I had to choose one of the 3 teams. Biba then asks, what made you choose Chipper? Meshack responds, I thought I should go to a team with a style of play that would suit my game. So it was between Chipper and Leopards. But because I needed a new challenge, I decided I would not go back to Leopards. With Stellenbosch, I was not sure of the way they played because they had just gotten promoted from the NFD at the time. I remember it was the 3rd of March 2019 when I was called into the office at Pirates and told that I could take a week to decide which one of the 3 teams I wanted to go to. I made my decision in 2 days based on what I have just told you. Biba then asks, reportedly, Kaizer Chiefs were also hot on your heels even before you joined Pirates. If that was indeed the case, what made you choose the Bucks over their arch rivals? Meshack responds, ish, okay, that one has a simple answer. Pirates came first. By the time Chiefs talked to me, I had already signed a pre-contract with Bucks. Remember, my contract at Leopards was coming to an end at the end of the 2017-18 season, so Pirates moved quickly and gave me an offer I couldn't refuse. I knew before signing for Pirates that Chiefs wanted me, but the problem was that I was not sure if they were going to sign me, and it was always my dream to play for a big club like the 2 clubs. So when Bucks came, I couldn't say no. I had to make sure that I didn't miss out. Even though I would have also loved to play for Chiefs, I am still happy that I joined Pirates. Biba then asks, you will be going back to a different Pirates side when you report back for pre-season before the start of the 2020-2021 campaign with Joseph Zinbauer at the helm. What have your impressions of the Bucks team been? Meshach responds, "To be honest, I do not think they have changed much in the way they play now from when I was there. That is why I do not see a problem if I would be retained next season. In addition, my confidence is high now because I've played games this season. The only thing that changed is the results, while the style of play and everything is still the same." Beaver then asks, "You once said that sometimes Pirates players would be confused by getting different instructions from the technical team, where one coach would tell you to move forward while the other would simultaneously tell you to stay back. Care to elaborate on that?" Meshach responds, "Maybe they didn't put it the way I said it. All I was saying is that at the start of the season, it was Coach Michu and Rulani. And then midway through the season, they introduced Coach Fadlu Davids and his brother Mahir Davids. And when we played friendlies, sometimes you'd get confused because one coach would tell you to push and the other would tell you to stay behind. I was not saying that the coaches were confusing players. No, I did not say that." Beaver then asks, "Back to Chipper. You guys turned the corner when Norman Mapeza, who has since left the club, arrived." Meshach responds, "Ish, we were playing well even under Coach Clinton Larson, but we were just unfortunate that we couldn't get that one win. Then came Coach Mapeza, who is also a very good coach, and you are right, we turned the corner with him at the helm. We won 3 games in a row before the December break. When he left, he told us that we must continue working hard even under the new coach coming in because he was leaving. He also said that we would hear everything from the management." Beaver then asks, "How did you guys feel when he left in the manner he did?" Meshach responds, "We felt very bad. We worked very well with him and everything was just fine. He is a very good coach that cares about his players. We do understand that there might have been a problem between him and the management, or maybe he was not happy with something. I don't know." Beaver then asks, "Coach Rulani, whom you worked with at Bucks, has since replaced Coach Mapeza, something that might work for you personally because you two are no strangers to each other." Meshach responds, "Very much so. Coach Rulani is a very good coach, and I know what he wants from his players. He will help us improve as players, and I believe that we can get to the top 8. That is why, even though I was worried when Coach Mapeza left, when they told us that Coach Rulani was coming, I was relieved, because I know that he is equally good. I know what he brings, and I know he will improve us individually and as a team. Coach Mapeza really did well here, and that is why all of us were shocked when he left. Maybe the management will tell us one of these days why he left." Meshach continues, "But now all the guys will have to get used to Coach Rulani's way of doing things. I personally know his way of doing things, but it doesn't help because every player has to understand what he wants from them. We will get it right though. I have no doubt in my mind." Beaver then asks, "Obviously, we cannot finish this interview without talking about the coronavirus that has claimed many lives around the globe and led to the suspension of the respective domestic leagues. How are you feeling?" Meshach responds, "Well, it is a very bad thing to have happened in our lifetime. You know, when I first heard about it, I thought of the people back home. It really worries all of us, and the longer it drags on, the more it frustrates us. This thing has brought the whole world to a standstill. It has affected a lot of things because we usually do some activations in shopping malls, but now we cannot do that anymore." Beaver then asks, "What are the changes in your daily routine now that there are no games and there is a national lockdown implemented by President Cyril Ramaphosa?" Meshach responds, "Everything has changed. We no longer go to training now, as the instruction from Mr. President was very clear that we should all remain indoors, wash hands regularly, or sanitize." Beaver then asks, "The infection and mortality rate due to the virus keeps rising." Meshach responds, "That is the scary part about this thing. But there is hope, because the number of cases of those who are cleared of infection is also going up. So yeah, there is hope. But people must please make sure that they obey the lockdown rules." Beaver closes by saying, "Meshach, thanks. Hopefully we'll conquer this virus. See you guys back on the pitch soon." Meshach ends by saying, "Thank you very much, my brother. I hope everyone remains safe from this disease, and hopefully we will all beat it and return to playing football again." Thank you very much for tuning in to Soccer La Duma Radio. For those of you wondering, the reason why we are doing these articles in this format is because we know that a lot of you won't be able to go outside and pick up physical copies of the newspaper due to the coronavirus pandemic and the lockdown it has caused. And so for that reason, you can find us here on Soccer La Duma Radio, Spotify, Apple, or Google Play to find readings of all of your favorite articles, interviews, and editors' columns. So make sure to stay tuned. You'll still get all of the same content even if you can't pick up the paper. Cheers.